And this is the Global
Blog
Church of God.
Radio.
And this is your host, Dr. Christian, the pastor of Global Church of God. Global Church of God is a nationwide, worldwide online church. The first one, covering the biblical principles for all people in every aspect. The Bible is the key word here. The Bible is the success book for life, covering everything possible. Visit our website and start studying the evidence that the Bible is the truth. You'll find it in our website in tab Successology. Successology. Successology is a science name, a new science founded by the host of this show. There at the end, it doesn't start at the end, it ends at the end. But when you go upwards from the end, you'll find 101 different pieces of science and prediction evidences taken from the Bible. The Bible was dictated by God, says the Bible. And why would we not believe it? Because the Bible says so. Now, that's not the statement in itself to believe. You believe when you see the evidence. God put about 101 different science facts and future predictions in the Bible when he was dictating the Bible, starting about 4,000 years ago. God used different people, hundreds of people, to write the Bible down. Yet the whole Bible is like written by one person. And yet this, because the Bible says God is the person who dictated the Bible. It's like one person would have written all. Now, the point is this, that these secretaries, the earthly secretaries God was using, wrote down in the Bible science facts and predictions for the future exactly in full details that those people couldn't have known. Science facts that have been discovered maybe yesterday, 10 years ago, or 100 years ago, or whatever years ago. And predictions for the future in great details, in not only great, but exact details, what happens, what year and where, who is doing this or that. Those people wouldn't have known those kinds of facts. So person or entity who knew all the secrets of the universe must have told those people to write them down. Now, if you don't believe this kind of evidence, then it's hopeless for you. Because this evidence is absolutely stain proof and absolutely true. How else could the people write down something that they couldn't have possibly known, except dictated by somebody who knew all the secrets? So you start believing. There's much more there. Start having a family meeting where you handle weekly. First you go through these 101 pieces of evidence that we have gathered there on our website. And then you start studying the Bible and other related material based on the instructions what we have given in there. We have given you exact details how to have a family meeting once a week. Then you, during the week, you all read, study what you had decided together to study, and then next Sunday or next weekend you handle those topics and discuss them and go forward in that kind of manner forever, as long as your children are home. Your children will be thankful for you for the rest of their life. If you have no children, do it with your spouse. If you are not married, create a study discussion group with your friends. Because this will give you life. This will give you a new view about life. And this will lead you great success in every aspect, including the financial success. Then you just apply the information. There's a saying, knowledge is power, but I say to you, that's a wrong statement. Knowledge is no power, only applied knowledge is power, is the correct statement. That quotation is developed by the host of this show. So this show, this radio show, Miracle Show, is produced by the Global Church of God, and it goes on every week. We have handled these recently, the Satan, the devil's personality and facts. So we continue today and finish that part today. Satan and the devil, if you fear Satan, the devil, here is the way to conquer Satan, the devil's power always. Now, what is the etymology of the words Satan and the devil? Satan, S-A-T-A-N, comes from Greek Satanas, S-A-T-A-N-A-S. And from Hebrew, Satan means adversary, one who plots against another. So that's what Satan means in Greek and in Hebrew. The devil is a Latin word, actually originally Greek, diabolos. In general use, it means accuser or slanderer. To slander means to give malicious, false, and defamatory statement. It's the same as to accuse, to blame. Defamatory means damaging the good reputation of someone, slanderous or libelous, and defamatory allegations, as an example. Now, the devil wants us all to fail. God wants us to succeed. Who is this devil, Satan the devil? He was an archangel, meaning leader of the angels in heaven, and started a rebellion and wanted to be the head of the heaven. But he and those angels who were joining him in the rebellion were kicked out from heaven, put on earth, and then God evolved human being, Adam and Eve, and of course you and me and every human being, as a stronger person than a devil, so that we would conquer devil's power. Now, we can still conquer devil's power. We are stronger spiritually. We just tell the devil, get out from my life, don't come back. All these temptations, what Satan wants you to do, and me do, and what Satan, the devil, wants us to do, we can say no. What the temptations are gathered in 10 commandments. Commandment is an old-fashioned language and means success law. The 10 commandments, 10 success laws, tell us what to do and what not to do. We cannot steal, we cannot lie, we cannot cheat our spouse, etc. That's all the thing is what we have to understand. And if we get too weak in this respect, we can ask anything in Jesus' name and believe it will happen. If we need strength, we ask God in Jesus' name, asking you to give me strength. The key word here is also when you pray, ask in Jesus' name. That's what the Bible says. Satan is like a carbon monoxide. Satan is invisible and very hard for humans to detect, and extremely dangerous. But as I said, you and I and every human being can be stronger than devil. But God has not left us without help. You need not fear Satan if you take advantage of the following gift God offers. The power of choice. James 4:7 tells us, oppose the devil and he will flee from you. Simply say, when you have temptation that you know is wrong. Simply say, if you are getting lost in your anger or you start screaming, devil, get out from me, I want to be communicating in an effective, peaceful manner. As an example, although Satan is powerful, he cannot force you to do things that you do not want to do. You have a choice. 1 Peter 5:9 says, take your stand against the devil, firm in the faith. Remember, Satan left after Jesus firmly rejected the 3 temptations. Read Matthew 4:11. You can likewise choose to resist Satan's efforts. Divine friendship is another choice what God gives to fight devil. James 4:8 encourages us to draw close to God. God personally invites you to cultivate a close friendship with him. God created you and me and every human being. That's why we are God's children. That's why God loves us like a parent loves their own children, a human parent. God personally invites you to cultivate a close relationship with Him. How can you do that? The best way to start is to learn more about Him from the Bible. This says in John 17:3. That's why I urge you and your family study in a weekly meeting, study the whole Bible. The instructions are there in our website, www.gcg1.org.weebly.com. And there, as I mentioned, in the tab, Success Lotsy, and there were the 101 evidences that the Bible is true. In that, at the beginning, because you have to first study the 101 evidences in order to lay the foundation to understand the biblical principles. All instructions in details are there, how to have the family meeting. The family meeting is one of the most important things in your life. As I already mentioned, and I will never stop mentioning that. So, the best way to start is to learn more about God, is to study the Bible. When you learn about God, God will move to you forward to love Him. And that love will in turn motivate you to do His will. This was an important statement. How can you do God's will? When you learn to love God by studying the Bible, and your children do the same thing, that will motivate you to love God. In the same way, when you love somebody, you want to please the person. This is in 1 John 5:3. As you draw closer to your Heavenly Father, how will He respond? James continues, God will draw close to you. And what does this mean then to you in your life? It means God will give you guidance all the time and will make you successful, keep you staying healthy, gives you wisdom, and gives you financial success. That's why it is important to listen to God's guidance, and that's why it's important to be close to God. The promise of protection is another one what God gives you and us all. Proverbs 18:10 reads, the name of God is a strong tower. Into it the righteous one runs and receives protection. Of course, that does not mean that God's personal name is some kind of a good luck charm. Rather, it means that those who truly revere God's name can call on Him for protection at any time. And once more, when you pray, always pray in Jesus' name. Simply say your prayer and say, in Jesus' name I pray this, God, please hear me. Then God gives you a practical example. Acts 19:19 tells us something enlightening about newly converted Christians in Ephesus. Quite a number of those who practiced magical arts brought their books together and burned them up before everybody, before they learned to know God's Bible and God's messengers. And they calculated their value and found them worth about 50,000 pieces of silver. Now the books that they burned were 50,000 pieces of silver. And if the silver piece in question was a Roman denarius, the sum would have been equal to the combined daily wage of 50,000 average workers. It's a substantial amount. So people were ready to give up all nonsense books to chasing the Bible. Those Christians destroyed any object associated with spiritism regardless of monetary value. That example can do us a lot of good today. This world is steeped in the occult and spiritism, and the devil wants us to mislead doing those things. Even spiritistic items and practices that seem innocent may invite demonic influence. It is vital to keep such things out of your life at any cost, says Deuteronomy 18:10-12. So, it's very common newspapers, second-class newspapers, local newspapers are filled with those kinds of ads. Come here, I do this and for that for you. I take the earth away. I heal your marriage. I do this or that. They cannot do any of those things. Those are all powered by devil. All powered by Satan, the devil that will destroy your life. Take the Bible instead. That's why our world is right now full of those things. Why? Satan is the prince of the world. His time is short anymore, and he's going to be trying to destroy this whole world, first of in pollution, then make us all sick. But before, the Bible says, before the end comes to the world, God will send his begotten Son, Jesus, back to save the world. Then devil will be caught, and his power will end. And the world and the earth will turn back to paradise. Now you might say, I'm telling fairy tales here. I just told you this is all in the Bible. And I gave you the place and spot where you can find the 101 evidences that the Bible is fully true. I guarantee to you, when you study those 101 evidences, it takes months to study them, and study them with your family, with your children. Give your children this best gift in life, life of success, life of rich properties that are correct, life of success in every aspect, because the Bible gives it to you always, always, when you apply the information. So, do not accept devil as your guide. Accept the Bible, Jesus and God. Then you are doing the correct thing. Guide your children to do the same thing. Start studying these things. Start accepting these things. Start applying these things. Only applied knowledge is power. Power itself is no power. I'm sorry, knowledge in itself is no power. Only applied knowledge is power. So, knowledge from the scripture convinced everyone, me including, who has been succeeding in life based on the Bible, that the Bible is the key word. And that is the case. God took my sicknesses away. Well, I was not heavily sick, but I was sick like everybody else, and I haven't been sick in about 30 years. If I get the flu, temporarily it goes away in one day. It didn't used to. And it's what the Bible says. When you follow the biblical guidance in everything, the Bible tells you what to eat, the Bible tells you everything. Most people don't know this, but our work here is to guide you to know it for your own best. So would you like to see the day when Satan no longer exists? You can. The Bible tells a future time when the devil, who misleads so many now, will be caught and thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur. This is in Revelation 20 and 10. Of course, physical fire and sulfur cannot harm an invisible spirit creature. Therefore, the lake of fire must represent eternal destruction. Satan and the devil will be gone forever. What a joyful time that will be for lovers of God and for every person. Because there are not going to be any war, there's going to be no fights. There are going to be peaceful times for everybody to get rich financially, for everybody to have a happy life. In the meantime, keep learning all you can about God and His ways in the Bible. Imagine being alive then you can at last truthfully and say later on, Satan, the devil doesn't exist anymore. Now, the showtime is soon over. The key word is here, trust the Bible. You have evidence there in the Bible. That's how I explained. And how to succeed life in how to ask, John 14:13-14 verses says, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Matthew 21:22 says, and whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. John 14:14 says, If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. John 16:24 says, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy, yet that your joy may be full. John 14:13 says, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. This many in such one book of John. And the whole Bible is full of these kinds of pieces to show you what to do and how to succeed. You pray in Jesus' name in this way I just explained. All these things, all these words are going to be in our website for you to repeat and learn and teach your children. So asking anything in Jesus' name and believing it, you will get the results. Understand that what you ask has to be in good standing with the correctness and with natural laws. Your bad and wrong requests will not be answered by God, because God doesn't do anything bad. God does only do good, so he cannot do bad. So don't ask wrong things. You know what is wrong. Your own mind tells you what is wrong. The devil does only bad and harmful, even though it may first on surface look good. Satan's work is to deceive and harm. That's Satan the devil's daily food. Satan the devil never does anything but bad. If devil's bad and wrong deeds are not accepted by you, followed and fulfilled, the devil will disappear from your life. Otherwise, if you accept them, you're going to fall deeper and deeper in that craziness and have problems more and more, and more than you can solve. The devil is also called the great deceiver. The word to the deceive means to mislead by a false appearance or statement. Now, Bible says the devil in this world can change different forms and appear in different forms in a beautiful creature and attract people to follow him and have a beautiful face or talking. But at this point, Satan the devil is the prince of the world, says the Bible. But it will change. And you can always conquer the seven Satan's power. So that is the key here. Start studying the way I was guiding you here today. And keep following this radio show. You will be successful when you apply the information. This is the Global Church of God. And this is your host, Pastor Dr. Christian. Until next time, in Jesus' name.